Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Alex Ayala, welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. The city is so amazing and I'm looking forward to my time here.
Ano ang feeling na sa pagkakataong ito maglalaro ka for Women's Pro sa Australian Open?
Well, syempre, bagong experience din to sa akin kasi last time na nandito ako nung 2020 pa, I came here as a junior. So, I'm super excited for this new journey and feeling ko naman na handa akong lumaban.
Anong feeling mo nung natanggap mo yung tawag or email?
Well, you don't really get an email. You kind of see it on the list lang. And, you know, this has been something, one of my goals for a really long time. So, and it's one of the biggest tournaments you can get into in tennis. So I'm super excited and I know it's going to be a great learning experience. So.
Base sa mga nabasa ko, naging malaking bahagi na ng buhay mo yung tennis. Since you were 13 or 12, malayo ka na sa pamilya mo, nag-aral ka na sa Spain, under kay Nadal. So ano yung mga ginagawa mo para, syempre teenager ka eh, so para maibsan yung loneliness, yung homesickness?
Well, madalas ko naman nakikita yung mga magulang ko. So I'm very fortunate that I have the opportunity to see my family more often now than especially during the pandemic. But, you know, I think it's just I need to find a way to enjoy the journey. And I get a lot of opportunities that a lot of other kids don't get. So I cannot overlook that. Sure, maybe I don't have as much spare time because I'm training a lot, but you know, you give and you take, and I've accepted that I need to work hard in order to achieve what I want to achieve.
So, pwede nating sabihin, buhay mo talaga yung tennis? Kasi hindi ka tulad ng ibang teenager na tumatambay sa mall or pag weekends, late nagigising. Ikaw, ina-assume ko, may routine ka everyday ng buhay mo.
Well, hindi ko naman pwedeng sabihin na buong buhay ko ang tennis. Of course, malaking bagay yung tennis sa akin, like in my life and in my heart. But I don't like it to be something that defines me. I would like to think, you know, that there are other parts of my life which I'm also trying to improve. And, you know, I need to remind myself not to always just get so caught up in the tennis world and just sometimes relax.
Nag-aaral ka rin, apart from training tennis sa Nadal Academy.
Yes, I'm a senior in high school now and nag-o-online ako. So I do my classes online, so nagiging mas flexible, mas madaling gawin yung mga homework or whatever. So it's much easier for the lifestyle that I have.
Not everyone gets to meet or talk to Rafael Nadal. Paano siya bilang isang mentor, isang manlalaro, isang assume ko rin na parang naging kaibigan niya na rin?
Well, he's a very nice guy from the encounters that I've had with him. I spend more time with Tony than I do with Rafa. But
Tony
from
is.
Tony Nadal, his well, his uncle and his like coach, mentor growing up. But I would say that he's a good role model, not just by what he tells me directly, but by how he behaves around the academy and what he showcases during his tournaments or what you're able to observe from him.
Ano yung natutunan mo sa tennis bilang isang individual at bilang isang teenager na feeling mo makakatulong sa'yo, di lamang sa paglalaro mo, kundi sa buhay rin?
Madami akong natutunan sa tennis. As I said, parang hindi siya yung typical na buhay ng isang 17 years old. But I think one of the things that most struck out to me is how to manage my time, the discipline, and the will to do things. And, you know, I've realized na you're not going to make it if you don't make yourself do the everyday work, all the little things, yung maliliit na bagay. Hindi lang yan basta-basta. It makes a difference.
Ano naman yung ginampanang suporta o papel ng magulang mo at pamilya mo para maabot mo yung kung nasan ka ngayon?
Well, they play a huge role, not just in my career, but, you know, they're my parents, so they play a huge role of who I am, and the amount of guidance that they've provided for me is really what makes me the person I am today. And a huge part of tennis, as I said, is your personality and how you behave. So that really reflects on what on court reflects on how, you know, how they raised me and what I've learned from them. And I know that not a lot of parents can be supportive of this kind of career choice, because I would say it's not a typical road. So I'm super lucky to have them.
May part din ba dahil athletes din yung magulang mo tsaka yung kapatid mong lalaki?
Well, I think syempre may impact din yan sa, I mean, sa support nila. But I think whatever I would have chose as a career, as long as, you know, they saw that I was hardworking and I was really passionate about it, that they would be supportive. And of course, tennis has been in my family for such a long time. Yung lolo ko nga ang nag-umpisa na mag-coach sa akin nung 4 years old pa ako. So, it really integrated and it's found a way to bring my family together.
So, 4 years old ka pa lang, gusto mo nang maging professional tennis player. Saan mo gusto dalin itong game na to?
Wala, ang dami ko gusto pang gawin sa buhay ko, especially in tennis and in my career. Of course, the typical, you know, I want to win Grand Slams and I want to become world number one, but I want to be the best that I can be. You know, I want to find my limits yet. I want to gauge how I've been doing, how I will be doing in the next couple of years. But of course, I just want to be able to say that I did everything I could at the end of my career.
Meron ka bang parang other goals apart from being world number one outside of tennis?
Well, I haven't really thought. In terms of goals, you know, I always think about my career. And like an athlete's career, hindi masyadong mahaba. Kasi the body is, you know, it can only go until a certain age. I would also like to prioritize my studies because I know that that will help me a lot after I retire. What I'm really focusing on right now is just to, my priority is to graduate high school. And then maybe I'll take a couple months off, focus a lot on tennis, and then maybe a course or two online for university. I still haven't really planned it out yet because, as I said, I'm really focusing on high school first, and then I'll take it step by step.
You've played around the world. Ano yung favorite court mo?
Maybe probably the ones in the academy. You know, I've been there for the past 4 years, more than 4 years, so I've become really familiar to it. And also the ones back home, like in Polo Club or in Valle Verde, like those I've really grown up with, and it's just a lot of sentimental value.
And tournament?
Tournament. Baka yung US Open, kasi recently I just won the US Open, so you know, first singles Grand Slam title, so it was a huge huge moment for me, so really memorable.
Anong masasabi mo or anong advice mo sa mga teenagers or mga bata na aspiring tennis players like you?
Huwag kayong matakot. I know it can be very daunting to take up a sport, and especially if you grow a liking for it, to pursue it as a career, but don't feel pressured to do anything you're not ready. So if you like it, then that's good for you. But if you don't, it's okay then to say, you know, it's not for me. But everything you do, I would say that you have to do it with love and do it with passion.
Maraming salamat, Alex Ayala, and good luck sa Australian Open.
Thank you so much.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.